Good day. This is Marilyn Jett with Forever Christian Alliance and an inspired podcast message. Beautifully broken. So, you've realized how to have a deeper, more meaningful prayer life through our first podcast, Help Me to Pray. You have said yes to God's will for your life as you listened and felt His will and His presence upon your life. In our second podcast, Sweet Sacred Surrender. So now what? This podcast, our third podcast, is Beautifully Broken. You are now beautifully broken and made new and whole again. You have been touched by God's Holy Spirit, and He has softened your heart and made you beautiful with His forgiveness and mercy. And now you begin a new life. You have said yes to our God, and He has heard you. His hand is upon you. You have been changed and cleansed and made new. And now you are asked to step out and to begin living in God's will and not yours. You are called to go where He leads you. Sometimes this can be a bit scary. Our lives have changed, and that means we look at things differently. But we must remember that God is with us, and we are called to be brave and not timid. You must trust in our God and His plan for your life. You will begin to see things differently. You will see things in a different light. A loving and forgiving light, but a light that shines forth from God. He will ask you to stand firm for Him, to begin to make choices which include how you live and who you walk this journey with. For He tells us, what does righteousness have to do with unrighteousness? Or what communion does light have with darkness? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? Wherefore, He says, come out from among them, and be ye separate, and touch nothing unclean, and I will receive you. This does not mean to sequester yourself and be judgmental, for God is our only true judge, and He judges us by what we hold in our hearts. It means that we are no longer called to that life, but to a holy life. A life with godly and good choices, so that we remain in His grace and guidance. For we have said yes to Him. This is where we begin to walk our life in God's will and not ours. Our friends and family may not understand when we pull away from words and ways that we know offend our God. They begin to see us differently too, for we are different. Don't be afraid to be different. God tells us in the Bible over 365 times, do not be afraid, for I am with you. So be brave, even when it feels scary. When I first started my journey, I can remember talking with people, and many times I received the same reaction from them. They would respond with, "You're making me feel uncomfortable." Or, "You're making the people around us uncomfortable." Better yet, we don't talk about religion or politics. Well, I would always say, "Well, then what do you talk about?" For these things are the most important in our lives. There will be many times where you will stand up for God and stand completely alone in this world. Sad, but true. No, God is with you and He will give you the perfect words. Trust Him. I remember there were many times that I would run away. I would even bolt for the door. I was a coward. But I promise you, you will regret it. One of my first witnesses was on the streets of St. Louis. I was walking on Cherokee Street, and I felt this pull, I'm sure it was from God, that I needed to cross the street, where I saw a man walking. He was tall, slumped over, and walking very slowly. I came up to him and I said, "Hi, how are you?" And he said, "Not well, not well." I replied, "Well, I just want you to know that God loves you." And he turned and looked at me and said, "Oh yeah?" I felt afraid suddenly. I said, "Are you okay?" And he said, "No. Burdens, just burdens." I knew God wanted me to say more, but I just took off. I was a coward. Days passed and I couldn't get his face out of my mind. I saw him, even in my dreams. So for weeks I walked the same sidewalk, but never saw him again. In my heart, I know something happened to that man. I still see his face. Though it was one of my first witnessings I ever did, it was one I will never forget. You see, sometimes we don't get a second chance to say what God has sent us to say to someone. So don't be afraid. He is with you. He has changed you and He has given you all that you ever need to do His work. Your journey has begun and He has a plan, a divine plan, just for you. Be brave. Go. Do His work. Live in His will. He will go before you always. Amen. My Bible is open to 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 18. "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be your father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty." Amen, dear Lord. You are with us as you bring us along on this journey, Lord. You bless us, and you have a plan, a divine plan for us all. We have said yes to you, Lord, and you have changed us forever. We will step forward and we will stand for you, always and forever. Thank you, dear Lord, for calling us, for marking us, for saving us forever. In you and through you, Jesus, O Savior of all, we pray. Together with God the Almighty, all-loving, all-knowing God, who has a plan, a divine plan, just for us. And in your holy, precious, sacred, loving, wonderfully perfect Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to these podcasts. I pray that it brings you along on your journey. Don't be afraid. Step out for our God.